Today, October 19th, is the feast day of the great Jesuit martyrs of North America, St. John de Brebeuf, St. Isaac Jogues, and their companions. Six of them were priests, the other two were laymen, all killed by the Indians between the years 1642 and 1646. So these were the first martyrs of North America. We don't always think about that our own country has had martyrs for the Catholic faith. We always think of martyrs over in Europe or Eastern Europe, but here we have our own land sanctified by the blood of martyrs. And we notice that it was just 10 years after the death of these martyrs that a young girl was born who would become Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha. She was born just 10 years after the blood of these saintly men was shed and watered the soil for the conversion of our country. So we should pray certainly to these martyrs for the conversion of our country, the ongoing evangelization and missionary work that needs to be done right here in North America and really throughout the world. We take a look for a few moments first at St. Isaac Jogues, born in the year 1607. As a young Jesuit, he was brilliant in learning and culture and literature in France. He had a great desire to come to the New World to work among the Huron Indians. And in 1636, he came over with some of his companions arriving in Quebec. And the Hurons were constantly warred upon by the Iroquois. And Father Isaac was captured by the Iroquois and imprisoned for 13 months. We have his letters and journals that he wrote during his imprisonment. Actually, they were lost for about 300 years, only discovered in the last century. And it describes how they were beaten and tortured and forced to watch their converts, the Huron converts, be killed and tortured for their conversion and for their Catholic faith. There was an opportunity through the Dutch for Father Isaac Jogues to escape, so he went back to France, and bearing the marks of his sufferings, the Iroquois had either cut off, chewed off, or burnt off a number of his fingers, and you had to have your fingers, obviously, to be able to say Mass. And the question was, would he be allowed to continue to say Mass? And of course, Pope Urban VIII gave him permission to continue to offer Mass with his mutilated hands. He said, quote, "It would be shameful that a martyr of Christ be not allowed to drink from the chalice of Christ." After a few years back in France, Father Isaac knew that he was being called back to continue the work that he had begun before. So he sailed back and he arrived again among the Hurons. And this was 1646. There was supposed to be a peace treaty, but instead he was captured by the Mohawks and he was tomahawked and beheaded to death on October 18th. And his companions were also captured, and many of them were killed in what is now Auriesville, New York. And you can go today to see the Shrine of the North American Martyrs. One of the laymen that was killed was René Goupil, and he was killed because he had made the sign of the cross on a child's forehead, and he himself was tomahawked to death as well. We had then St. John de Brebeuf, who was also among the great Jesuits. He wrote catechisms, and during his life, these 10 years, he helped to convert 7,000 of the Huron Indians before he too was captured by the Iroquois, and after extreme torture, was killed for his faith as well. One of the other priests was shot through with arrows and then thrown into the chapel and burned to death in the chapel. So these are just some of the glimpses of the heroic martyrdoms and witnesses of the first martyrs of North America. They were canonized in the year 1930. And so we need to continue to really study and read their lives to be inspired for the great missionary zeal that these great Jesuits had in giving their life for Christ and for spreading of the Catholic faith here in our own country. And let's continue to carry on their work to evangelize, to spread the faith. We have it so easy. We can go door to door so easily. We can visit the hospitals, the prisons, the nursing homes. We can teach CCD. We have freedom to be able to evangelize and to spread our faith. Do we do this? Or do we just mind our own business and let America drift on its way to hell? So our job, of course, is to evangelize this area, our parish, our county, and the world. So we should really be asking ourselves, think of the sacrifices that these men came in traveling from Europe to bring the Catholic faith to our country, and what are we doing to continue to spread the faith and evangelize and convert our country?